Welcome into the Rebound Rundown. Today is Thursday, February 15th, 2024. I'm your host, Paul Frichtner, and this is your Daily Digest college basketball show covering the local Cincinnati area teams every Monday through Friday. Two local games last night. Xavier and Seton Hall, the first one. There is not much to talk about from this game because it was never really a game. Xavier blown out on the road at Seton Hall, 88-70. This was a 20-point game almost the entire way. The Musketeers were losing 47-25 at the half. They could never really cut into the lead. At one point, they cut it down to around 12 or 15, but they never were in this game. It was 10-2 Seton Hall early, and the Pirates just ran away with it. It was a historic night for Kadari Richmond. He had 20 points, 13 assists, and he was two rebounds short of a triple-double, finishing with 8. Jaden Bediako had 12 points, 9 rebounds. Alamir Dawes had 18 points. Seton Hall was all over the Musketeers. And for Xavier, they were led in scoring by Quincy Oliveri, who finished with 25. He was 8 for 17 from the field, 6 for 8 from the free throw line, 3 for 9 from beyond the arc. Davion McKnight had 11. This doesn't seal the fate of the Musketeers. Of course, they could go 6-0 the rest of the way and probably make the NCAA tournament. This will likely end up being a quad one loss for Xavier, but this drops them to 45th on KenPom. The metrics will not like this loss. Now 13-12 on the season overall, 7-7 in the Big East. They have a week off before coming back home to play Providence at Cintas next Wednesday. Like I said, you're basically going to have to go 6-0 to make the NCAA tournament the rest of the way in the regular season. Not impossible, but certainly after a performance like last night against Seton Hall, that is a very, very tall task. Northern Kentucky got a win. It was a late basket from Marquez Warwick to get a 1-point win over Green Bay, 58-57 on the road. LJ Wells, 13 points, 9 boards in the game for the Norse. Overall, good win for Northern Kentucky to go up on the road to Green Bay, a team they've already beaten this year. So they sweep the regular season series over the Phoenix. It was, like I said on yesterday's show, a 22-point win last time they played Green Bay. But now Northern Kentucky's winning streak is at 3. They've won 6 of their last 9 games. They play another road game on Saturday against Milwaukee. No local games tonight, so let's take a look around the country at what happened last night. Michigan State beat Penn State 80-72. Notre Dame over Georgia Tech by 3. Clemson beat Miami of Florida 77-60. 13th-ranked Auburn dismantled 11th-ranked South Carolina 101-60, a 40-point win for the Tigers. Number 1 UConn beat DePaul in Chicago 101-65. And 8th-ranked Tennessee beat Arkansas at Arkansas 92-63. Tonight, around the country, Northwestern and Rutgers play at 6:30. Number 24, Florida Atlantic, hosts Temple. That's at 7. Minnesota goes to Purdue at 8:30. The night games are pretty fun tonight if you want to stay up on a Thursday night. Colorado and UCLA play at 9. Stanford and Washington play at 9. California and Washington State play at 10. Pepperdine goes to 18th-ranked St. Mary's at 11. And then Utah and USC play at 11. That's on FS1. USC a 1.5-point favorite in that game. All right, Paul's pick of the day. It was a loser again. Look, this has been a win one, lose one. It's just been back and forth over the last week or so for Paul's pick of the day. Iowa losing by double digits to Maryland, 78-66. Tonight, let's go with UCLA plus 1.5 at home against Colorado. The Bruins are riding a hot hand. They've won 5 games in a row. They've won 7 of their last 8. They have not played Colorado yet this season, so we'll see what happens matchup-wise in this game. But plus 1.5 at home, I'll take the Bruins in this one. Before I wrap up the show, the headline news of Wednesday was that Ohio State decided to part ways with head coach Chris Holtmann. The shocking part of this was not so much that they got rid of him, because it felt inevitable at this point with the way Ohio State was trending, more so that they did it during the season. And you look at the coaching carousel this upcoming offseason, some of these jobs that might open. You look at Ohio State now that is open. People are expecting Louisville. You have to wonder if Juwan Howard is potentially done at Michigan. And then from there, which coaches leave their current jobs to go take those jobs. This could be one of the most intriguing coaching carousels that we have seen in a long time. And this one really gets that going with Chris Holtmann out as Ohio State's head coach. That'll do it for today's Rebound Rundown. Thanks for listening, everybody. Enjoy your Thursday, and I'll be back tomorrow morning to give you a week.